It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like. Out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Welcome back to the Amber May Show. And joining me today, my special guest, Bree Vales. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
You know, if you didn't catch yesterday's show, you can always hop back on my website, AmberMayShow.com. While you're there, go to my corner store. You can help spread the word about the program by purchasing a bumper sticker. That'd be fantastic. But we were talking about why Bree goes to these countries and preaches the gospel. And it, you know, it doesn't always have to be in a foreign country. You know, America really needs it now. It's here more than ever. As well, but you know what, when you don't have that gospel message in the country, it takes people from foreigners. And you know, you look at the book of Rome and you look at how Paul just went to all Asia and he went all over the world to preach the gospel. And you know, God's good, and he chose God to be born and die at a certain time because it was during the Roman Empire, and the Roman Empire almost conquered the whole entire known world, and they created roads. And you always heard the saying, all roads lead to Rome. So those roads were the vehicle at the time to get the gospel message that Jesus loves you and he died for you and he wants to reconcile you to himself, which means he wants to be your friend, which is the message that Bree Vale brings to all children all over the world, that God's their friend, right?
Absolutely.
So why is it important that we bring this hope of people when they're suffering, Bree? When you were out into these countries and you saw people hurting, how did that hope change their lives? How did the message of Jesus Christ, what is the message of Jesus Christ? How did it help them?
Well, the hope brings, like you said, a lot of people are suffering in the world right now. And that hope can carry them through. Like we said, like any situation, the message, the words in that book have been around for a very, very long time. And that's because that the words in it will never die. They will never fail. The Bible, the words in it will never turn void. And we believe that no matter where we hand out the Book of Hope, no matter who it's given to, even if they don't read it, maybe someone in their family will. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll reach someone else. And so that's why giving the book out is so important, because his words never turn void. And that's our strong belief. And we pray over the books and we pray for the kids to receive them, that the words will just speak to them. And maybe if not right now, maybe it'll just start a little seed and it'll start to grow. And eventually their faith will just flourish and they'll be able to conquer even bigger things in their life.
The thing about Jesus and the reason why our God is different than all other gods is, for one, when people think of God and you Google God, you see all these angry pictures of God, yeah, of a God, that you always have to please God, that you always have to do things, otherwise he's going to smite you. Mm-hmm. Our God's different than that, where our God said, even though you've done wrong, I still love you. I love you so yeah. much that I'm going to die for you because I want a relationship with you. And we've talked about in previous shows that this separation of sin has not allowed us to have a communable relationship with Jesus Christ, with God, because sin is a barrier. And because there are so many people that don't know Jesus, they can't reach out to God like we can, because Jesus is the one who builds that bridge between us. And when people don't have a God that's going to take care of them, or know that there's a God that wants to take care of them, wants to help them, wants to be with them, then what do they have? So when hard times come, like you were saying yesterday about, there's this country that has such an AIDS population. Okay, when you have AIDS and you don't have a God there, what do you have? You have nothing. Just yeah. like you said, you're hopeless. What does God bring to us? Well, Jesus is a great counselor, it says in the Bible. And that God said in the word that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And that one day he's going to take away all the pain that we've ever suffered on this earth. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, if you don't know the word of God and you don't know Jesus, then you don't have that assurance that I'm not alone even though I don't have good health. I'm not alone even though I lost my child. So I think the message that you and I try and bring people is that we're never alone, because we both know this world's hard.
Yeah.
And that message of not being alone is powerful, don't you think?
Absolutely.
When you bring those messages to people, don't you see like a change in their eyes?
Yes.
Something like, wow.
Absolutely. We'll be in classrooms talking to kids, giving presentations. They'll be laughing and we'll just be building a great relationship with them. And then we share a really vulnerable, deep part of our life. Maybe we were sexually abused or our dads left us when we were young or whatever our testimony is. And you can just see the change in the room that kids connect with that. And they say, hey, I'm not the only one who's, you know, been through that, and or I've been depressed too. And we talk about how you can find that in the book, and how you can talk to our best friend Jesus, and how he'll comfort you through those situations from now on. So just seeing that change in the kids and the Holy Spirit working in that room is always the best part of going out and doing missions, I think.
Oh, I think so too. I can't describe to people who don't know Jesus Christ, because Jesus allows us to have the Holy Spirit just work in us and work through us. Mm-hmm. And I cannot tell you that feeling that you get, that comfort, that peace that you receive once you've accepted Jesus as your Savior. Mm-hmm. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe in with your heart that Jesus Christ has died and risen from the dead, you shall be saved. Once you have that saving experience, you feel this weight lifted off you because you're not bound to sin anymore. And suddenly this comforter, and Jesus told his disciples, I have to leave so that this great one, this comforter, can come and be with you. When you're going through the hard times in life, and this life is hard, would you agree with me?
Yes,
that this absolutely. Life is pretty hard. Well, there's no other God on the planet, no other religion that offers you a God that's going to be there and comfort you no matter what is going on. Bree, would you agree with me that it's so important to get the word inside of your soul?
Absolutely.
What's some of the reasons that it's good to get that word inside of you?
Well, if we kind of keep going on the same track, when we go, when we accept Jesus into our heart and we start to become disciples, being a disciple is kind of a lifelong journey. It's not just something that happens overnight, like believing. Yeah, you can believe in Jesus, and that is kind of an instant thing.
Mm-hmm.
You believe or you don't believe.
Right.
But becoming a disciple is a lifelong journey.
Right.
And different scripture is going to come to you at different times as different things are happening in your life. And I know for me, as I'm reading the book, later on, the scripture will come up into my head, and maybe I didn't understand it when I was reading it, or maybe it didn't impact me the way it did when I needed it the most. And reading the Bible isn't there for you just to read and be a good Christian. It's there to help you when you need it the most, and that's why we read it, and that's why the Holy Spirit uses it when we need it. So one scripture that has really just been on my heart for the past 7 months is delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And that's in Psalm 37:4. And it's just something that, you know, as I delight, as I read in my Bible, you know, he opens up different avenues for me to talk about him and pursue the things that I need to in my life. So,
and also it says that maybe sorrow may come for the night, but joy comes in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, to me, what that says to me is though I'm going through hard times right now, it's not a forever thing.
Mm-hmm.
Though I might be heartbroken right now, it's not a forever thing because I'm going to have joy.
Absolutely.
People who commit suicide don't know that.
Yeah.
They think that this misery and this sorrow is going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way they can get relief is if they take their life. But that's not what the Word of God says.
No.
And if you don't read the Word of God, then you don't know what that hope is for you. I mean, the Bible, some people say basic instruction before leaving earth, because everything that we're going to need to face these lives are in the Word of God, that he inspired people, he breathed into this thing so that we will have hope, we'll know how to guide our life, we'll know, okay, God said that these hard times will happen, so how do we deal with the hard times? Well, the Word of God says. And that's why it's so important, and some people don't know where to start reading the Bible. And I was listening to a pastor, and he used an acronym, WAR, W-A-R, and it said, write a question out. Obviously, you're going to read the scripture. Then you're going to write a question out. Then you're going to ask questions about what you just read. And then you're going to write a prayer. And I just thought that was fascinating, that he would want you to write it out, kind of look at what you read, circle some words under the W that really stand out. If there's something repeated, check that out. Then you're going to ask your questions, and then you're going to write a prayer based on what you read. And so for you guys, if you're new and you don't know where to start reading the Bible, you don't know where to get your hope, you don't know what why it's important because when you go and you have life troubles that hit you, you don't know where to go. You need the hope. You need some direction because God created everything. And if he gave us an instruction to help us through the hard times, why not do it? I highly recommend some type of reading plan. You can get that now on your app phone. You can get it in a Christian bookstore. But you need to start getting in somehow. A lot of people start in Genesis. By the time they get to Leviticus, they're burnt out. They're like, oh my gosh. Just get in somewhere. If you've never read the Bible before, I would say start in Romans. What do you think? What any ideas you have on any of that?
Absolutely. When I was younger, in just, you know, Sunday school, my Sunday school teacher created a reading plan, but we started in the New Testament. So we just started in Matthew and started reading the Gospels from there. And then later on, we went through the Old Testament. So we kind of did it backwards, but...
Hey, that's fine. Whatever works.
Absolutely. It's really cool. I mean, no matter the way you do it, you can make up your own reading plan. It doesn't matter. But as long as you're putting forth the effort and pushing into God and listening, I think that he will talk to you. And
that's exactly it, Ray. You just hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
As you're reading the Bible, he ends up talking to you.
Yeah.
You could read the same verse over and over again and get new revelation from God.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's speaking to you about what's going on in your life. So it's another way to learn more about him. That's perfect. I'm so glad you said that because you're right. It's another way for God to speak to you. And only God can touch you in the innermost of your heart more than anyone else ever could because he created you. And we talked about how much effort he put into making you a couple weeks ago. You know, Bree, I've had such a great time talking to you about, you know, all the things you've been doing and preaching and getting the word out of God. I want to thank you so much for joining me this week on the show. And you're welcome anytime.
Thanks.
Well, remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you.
At AngiesList.com/Amber, you can find thousands of unbiased ratings on services for your home improvements, car repairs, and even doctors. When you use promo code AMBER, you will save 25% off your subscription. It used to be difficult to find service providers you can trust, but not anymore thanks to AngiesList.com/Amber. So visit AngiesList.com/Amber today and save time and money.